I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Rojo, the senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Long War Journal with his colleague Tom Justin and their colleagues. We go to an aberrant report, to my reading, about conduct in these last weeks. This is Europe reporting. More than 200 people have been killed in clashes between the Islamic State and U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in northeast Syria after the jihadists launched an assault on a prison holding thousands of its former fighters. The violence, which broke out last week, marks Islamic State's most vicious assault since it lost territory in Syria 3 years ago. The Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish militia, has battled to maintain control with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes. But a fresh attack saw the insurgents try to break a security cordon to the north of the prison to support rioting inmates who had taken control of parts of the facility. Bill, this is surprising to me because I had been led to understand that ISIS had been driven from the field in Syria. This looks like an inside job. This looks like the coordinated attacks that we can associate with the Iraq War when there were prison breaks, or with prison breaks in Nigeria in which all the inmates are apprised of what's about to happen and the chaos gives them a moment. Is this surprising to you with the Long War Journal? Has ISIS reawakened itself?
John, it doesn't surprise me at all. Tom and I often talk about what we call the ebb and flow of jihad. It has its ups and its downs. The Islamic State, in the case of Syria and Iraq, is certainly down at the moment. But, you know, the problem with wanting to dismiss these groups, ruling them out as being defeated and no longer relevant, this is what happened in Iraq in 2011. 3 years later, you have the rise of the Islamic State. You remember you had U.S. officials talking about the Taliban in 2012. It was then Secretary of Defense or CIA. I can't remember what position. I think it was Secretary of Defense. Leon Panetta called the Islamic State, the Taliban in Afghanistan, desperate. 9 years later, they take control of the country. This does not surprise me. The Islamic State merely was driven underground. It was never fully defeated. Fighters were allowed to escape battlefields, including when there were sieges on major cities. Instead of fighting it out and rooting them out, they were allowed to leave. Many who were captured were placed in these prisons, in this case, in the northeastern province of Hasaka. The Islamic State waits for moments like these and it pounces. So, to answer your question, not surprising in the least, we're asking the Syrian Democratic Forces, which really is the PKK in northeastern Syria, to manage a prison of thousands of hardcore jihadists while trying to keep hardcore jihadists outside of the prison. You had the U.S. commander for the U.S. forces in the region, coalition forces in the region, call this a desperate act. This act is anything but desperate. They're still in control of a large portion of the prison and control several districts in this city where the prison is. That's not desperation. That's the actions of a group that is committed to the fight in the long haul and is committed to getting its people out of prison and continue to maintain the fight in any way it can.
The report from the AP about the same incident has information that is alarming given the scale. It reports that across the northeast of Syria, more than 10,000 alleged members of ISIS spanning 50 nationalities remain in pretrial detention in facilities run by the Kurdish militia. This despite British assistance in expanding the jail and legal authority. So we're looking at thousands of fighters who are in limbo, being held by the PKK. So the war in this part of Syria goes on with ISIS looking to me to be as strong as ever, because it can be anonymous. You can't tell ISIS from someone who's in pretrial detention and claims that he's French. He might actually be French. Bill, is this getting attention in Washington? I'm reading this from Europe, not from Washington.
Yeah, John, that's absolutely right. Washington has its hands full, as does Europe, with the crisis in Ukraine, with Chinese expansionism. This issue has gone to the back burner. Tom and I have seen this for years. We knew this was coming. This is the pivot to China, the great power competition. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that those aren't serious issues. They are. But this is a serious issue, too. The Islamic State isn't going away because we wish them to go away. Al-Qaeda isn't going away because we wish Al-Qaeda to go away. These groups have long-term plans. They're well entrenched in some areas, and they're committed to their fight. What we've shown over the last decade, what the United States particularly has shown over the last decade, it's not committed to this fight. I'm not sitting here and going to sit here and tell you we should have occupied Afghanistan with 100,000 troops, or northeastern Syria with, tens of thousands of troops. But there is a way to do this. Keeping these Islamic State fighters holed up in prisons that is run by a group that is a terrorist organization by its on its own, by the way, that just doesn't have the capacity to hold these prisoners over time. They had offered, the SDF or PKK had offered to put them on trial themselves. And the U.S. and European nations balked because they said, no, it won't be done through international norm. It won't be internationally legitimate trials and things of this nature. We'll hold them in prisons. And this is what's going to happen over time.
Weren't ISIS's leadership trained in prison? Isn't that where they created the conditions that led to ISIS to begin with? So they're back to their starting. 60,000 other former residents of the caliphate are languishing in camps, reports the AP. That's tomorrow's terror recruiting. Bill Roggio, Tom Joslin, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello, Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.